Do you have the skills to mend a pair of pants in need of repair? Do you have a rotation of basic meals to cook for yourself? Do you understand the concept of property taxes? That might be more than some young people can say, and our next guest says bringing back home economics class could help fill in some of those gaps.
While home economics was once a standard class, it's often been abbreviated or kicked to the curb with budget cuts and changing curriculum. We heard from some of you on Facebook when we asked how your own home economics experiences affected you.
Dee tells us, I had to take 2 years of Latin and skip another year of foreign language in order to have the time to take home ec, but it was worth it. I use the information I learned in that class every day. Ryan said, I did take it in 6th and 7th grade. I still use the sewing skills and even made my son's Halloween costume this year. And Zachary said, loved home ec. Basic use of the sewing machine is still handy.
Marty Harvey is a lecturer in the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Arlington. She teaches journalism and is also a Community Voices columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Her column on home economics appeared on DallasNews.com. Marty, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you. Before we get into home economics, I wanted to mention the fact that you teach journalism classes, but you run something called Math Lab for the first week of classes. Can you explain what that is?
Basically, since I teach reporting and also editing, there's a lot of fact-checking involved in the work that the students do. And I noticed that they were not able to check some of the facts and things that I had presented them. Mostly it had to do with property taxes, how to find a percentage increase, comparison shopping, you know, things like that. And so I decided to institute this kind of life skills thing in my class because I think to be a good reporter, you need to know about basic life. And so we started doing that. And I kind of laughed when I first did it because I would tell my colleagues, I would say, I could see their eyes roll back in their head and they start foaming at the mouth, you know, when I would say, it's going to be math class and a liberal arts class. And it was a lot of fun. But it turns out that they do learn a lot.
Did they react to it in a positive way?
Very positively. Very, yeah. Well, you know, at first they were, not math. And, you know, but yeah, after we figured out what we were doing, it was really fun.
When did it become apparent to you that this was something necessary and vital for your students?
I remember asking them to write a story city council meeting, and taxes were going to increase. And so they needed to give an example of how the average tax increase would affect a homeowner. And they were not able to figure that out. So I thought, well, if they can't figure that out, how can they first of all present it to other people? And then how can they know if the information they're getting from officials or whoever's giving them that information, how can they know if it's true?
Now, I took home economics class in high school. Did you? And if so, what do you remember most about it?
You know, I did. And what I remember the most is learning to cook a really killer meal.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the South. I grew up in the South. And we do learn a lot from our parents. But my mom was a single parent and didn't really have time to teach us those kind of things. And so I will tell you, I graduated high school junior high, only knowing how to do macaroni and cheese from a box. And when we had the home ec class, we were forced to actually create a menu, create a budget, go shop for the stuff, create the meal, give it to our family, and let them rate us on the meal. And it was really fun.
Marty Harvey is a lecturer in the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Arlington. She wrote a column in the Dallas Morning News about home economics and bringing back home economics in schools. We had a number of Facebook comments in regards to this topic. Debbie on Facebook said cooking, household budget, checking accounts, credit cards, how health insurance works are some of the many life skills that students need. Besides that, what other skills for life do you think young people are lacking today?
I think a lot of what I see, because I'm a college teacher, is basic things like time management. how to fit everything you need to do in a day. And we learned that in my home ec class. We actually went through it. You know, what do you do in a week and where do you need to devote your time? So I see a lot of that. I see students who are, I guess I would say, not very sophisticated in finances. They just don't understand how their FICO score affects things, how interest rates can affect the car that they're going to buy. Or I always get that comment in class when we start talking about taxes, where a student will say, yeah, I had a job and I got my first paycheck and I realized they took taxes out. And so it's, you know, it's a real big kind of like shock for them to go, oh, they took $50 out of my check. I didn't know they were taking.
We had another Facebook commenter named Jake. He had some regrets about his decision not to take home ec. He said, as a teenager, I had zero interest in taking the course, and my parents couldn't make me, as we did all of our course selections for the next year online in our school. I really missed out on some of the fundamental basics that home ec taught and didn't learn until years after I graduated. I would definitely like to see this course as a mandatory credit. It sounds like several schools still offer it, but might have some competition with some other classes. What do you think about the appeal overall of home economics?
I think if students really knew what it was, it would be more appealing for them. And if parents realized how much it affected them once they got out of school, I think parents would be all for it. When I was in high school, which was many years ago, we had home ec, but the boys tended not to take home ec class. And in my class, one of the boys decided they wanted to take home ec so that they could be in the class with the girls. And
that was me. That was me,
that
by
was
the way.
You. Okay.
Yeah, that was exactly one of the reasons why I ended up doing it.
Well, what ended up happening is a lot of the boys decided to do it, so they created a boys' class. But I think it would be better to have boys and girls together talking about how things like this affect their lives. You know, it's really good. And once they realize they can learn to cook a good meal or, you know, something like that, they get really interested and get really kind of competitive with it.
Speaking of co-ed classes, we had a few Facebook commenters who also talked about shop class in addition to home economics. Pam said she wishes girls would have been allowed to take shop and home economics. Gail said, though, she grew up on a farm. She was a 4-H member, took home ec, and had a mother who canned and gardened. She wishes that she could have taken a shop class. She's grateful that she had a dad who taught her a lot. What do you think of a shop class as an addition to home economics?
Well, as a woman who has a really rough time handling tools, I would have loved it. I'm redoing my house right now. In fact, I came in and I have paint in my hair and was telling the person here about that. And going through doing things with my home, I am not good with a screwdriver or anything. And I really wish someone would have taught me how to do that, how to use a saw, how to use a level, you know, the basic things you need to make your house not fall in around your ears.
Darlene on Facebook said that she did take both home ec and shop classes. They were required for graduation, but she feels she learned more from her years of 4-H and growing up on the dairy farm than in the classes. Now, do you think that our everyday experiences and duties in childhood are changing and maybe even creating a bigger demand for an instructional class like this?
Well, I think that, the instructional demands are changing. What I'm seeing, though, is that they're changing more toward, at least in the area where I live, more toward testing. So students are kind of taught to the test, and they're not really given opportunities like 4-H or home ec or shop class as much because they need to meet these milestones that are set with the test. And I think those are the kind of classes that allow students to be creative, to learn problem-solving skills. I mean, what better class than 4-H to learn how to solve problems? You know, you've got so many things going on with farming that you need to figure out. So, yeah, I think we should really look back at that and kind of take a step back from the constant testing they have to go through.
We're talking with Marty Harvey, a lecturer at the University of Texas at Arlington and a Community Voices columnist for the Dallas Morning News. She says we need to bring back home economics classes in schools.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you take a home economics class in school? What did you learn? Are you still using it today? Do you think more schools should offer more home economics options? What's missing if we don't have it? If you teach or have taught that class, love to hear from you too. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or join the many people who have posted on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll pick up this conversation in just a bit right here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Darrell Connor. We're continuing our conversation with Marty Harvey, the lecturer at the University of Texas at Arlington. We're talking about one of her columns for the Dallas Morning News about why schools should bring back home economic skills.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you took home economics classes at some point in your school career, do you still find them useful today? Do you regret not taking those classes? Do you think there should be more home ec options in our schools at whatever level? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And let's go to the phones. Let's go to Aaron in Green Bay. Good afternoon, Aaron. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. I am just calling to say that I am a home ec teacher. Well, I teach family consumer science, which is the new form of it, in a high school in Green Bay. And my students love it. I love teaching it. Part of the problem that we are currently having is that we can't find enough certified teachers. We can't find enough teachers to go to college for family consumer science education, and it's really hard to find a program. To my knowledge, there's only Stevens Point and Stout in our state that offer it. They're not graduating a whole lot of certified teachers in the program, and we are just having a really hard time filling the spots of some of these older retiring teachers.
Aaron, thank you so much for the call. Marty, what do you think? How can we address the issue of what Aaron describes as the dearth of teachers who could be really useful in this arena?
Well, I think one of the things we do, we tend to be a society of extremes. So we're at the point right now we're trying to send people into STEM kind of careers. And a lot of our energy and funding is spent doing that. I think not a lot of people can see the what would be really good that would come from a home ec class. And so it's really not funded the way these other things are. However, I think administrators and legislators also need to think about people coming out of high school or even college without the ability to manage their money, to know how to lead a productive life in some ways. And I think those classes would actually be much more, the money would be better well spent on classes like that. Now, we don't want to get away from STEM, but I think we need to kind of have a good balance.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sondi in Mount Horeb. Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. Oddly enough, I am a legislator, and I have been serving on the Education Committee in the legislature for 16 years. So I couldn't agree more, but here is the problem. What do you move in order to make room for this particular mandated class? And I think mandated is not a bad idea. And I would also suggest that maybe a different name for it, home ec, sort of conjures up the home ec class I was forced to take in high school. You know, home ec for girls, shop for boys. We baked, they built birdhouses. So something more like adulting or life structures or life management, things like that.
Oh, sorry about that, Sonia. We lost you a little bit. Marty, what do you think? Would a name change Would that help in at least the perception, if it's home economics, that people will look at this and think it, oh, well, that's for girls. It's not for me. Maybe a change in how you word the classes may help.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Home ec, you know, we go back to the 50s, the 60s, and picture, you know, women sewing and taking typing class, I guess. But really, I think what she said about calling it adulting would just be fabulous.
Yeah.
it would really relate to young people these days. But it also brings to heart exactly what it's about. It's about being an adult and learning to manage your life so that you can be productive. And what better way to do it than to, you know, call a class adulting and show them what they're actually going to be doing.
You know, we had one Facebook commenter that pointed out that these classes used to be steered toward particular genders. And what we were just talking about, Jim said, mm-hmm. When I went to school back in the Stone Age, there weren't any boys in home ec classes right. or girls in the shop classes. I thought it was a disservice to both. Each should have to take those classes. I mean, do you think the fact that home economic classes kind of came from this era where women were expected to be housewives, and that's just affected the whole curriculum?
You know, it has. It really has, because those classes are very gender specific. And if we tried to take it away, like the you know, adulting would be, it doesn't really, you know, point to one gender in particular, and it would be much better to get people into a class like that. I don't know what we would do for shop class, but I would love to hear a name for that to keep it from being so gender specific for boys, because I know we were really dissuaded from doing shop classes or anything like that when I was in high school. Now, I'll tell you, that was in the late 70s, which has been quite a while, but I do still see people kind of steering women and men into different roles. For example, I teach in a communication department, and we have a lot more women there than we do men. But then you could go over to the engineering department in the same school and see just the opposite. And I think it has to do with the way they're steered coming out of high school, either by parents or advisors or whomever.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Carol in East Troy. Good afternoon, Carol. Welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm a retired teacher from Family Consumer Science, and I definitely see a need for it today. I call it life skills. It's teaching them how to be critical thinkers and how to make a decision with compromising with other people, especially like in a kitchen situation where you have a crew of people and you have to learn to get along with people that sometimes are difficult to get along with, just like in life. And you have the success of being able to cooperate and to find out that you can have fun and still come up with a very good product that we enjoy eating. And I just think that so much is taken out of the school for people that don't really have an excel in a regular normal classroom. And yet with consumer science, you're using all the skills. You're using math, you're reading, you're learning to project ideas, you're learning to compromise, and I just think it's a wonderful place to incorporate science, too.
Thank you so much for the call, Carol. What do you think? Marty, she talked about the fact that we need to bring this back and we need to bring all other types of classes back. What is the process in doing that?
Well, that's a really long process. Here in the state of Texas, it is, I don't even really know if it could be done at this point with school funding the way it is.
Sure.
And also with just the way people see what education should be. So I don't know. I really wish they could see the benefit in this because, as your last caller said, you know, these classes take into account science, math, your liberal arts skills. It teaches you critical thinking. And I don't know of a better way to do that than, like she said also, teamwork with the students having to do something together. I have a friend here in Dallas who is a high-end pastry chef, and he actually took a home ec class many years ago. This was in the early 80s. And it was part of what kind of showed him where he wanted to go with his life. And I tell you, he makes a whole lot more money than I do now.
You know, there's a lot of people who will listen to this, whether they listen to this program or whether it's come up in different conversations. They'll make the argument that these are the types of skills they should learn from their parents. In fact, we had a caller, unfortunately we can't get to him, that was holding, that said that there's nothing you can't learn on YouTube or on the internet. What do you think about that idea?
Well, I've learned a lot of things on YouTube. You can learn how to cook a specific meal on YouTube. You can get some specific information. But I think this kind of class really gives you an overall look at life skills and enough basic understanding so that you can go forward with that understanding and learn the skills as you go. Now, I do hear the argument a lot that they should learn this in their home. A lot of parents work. A lot of parents don't have these skills. And a lot of parents also don't really want to bring their kids in on their personal business. So they don't do that. But another thing I've also found is that a lot of affluent families do so much for their kids that their kids are not given an opportunity to learn to do things. A lot of people see it as a lower socioeconomic issue, but with helicopter parents, you know, sometimes it's an issue getting students to know how to do things for themselves.
Marty, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for spending the time.
Thank you.
Marty Harvey is a lecturer in the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Arlington. She teaches journalism and is also a Community Voices columnist for the Dallas Morning News.